Log Talk Radio.
Hi there, how's everybody doing? Welcome to Totally Traumatic Brain. You are a TBI star, and I mean that seriously. Survivors of TBI, like myself, we are TBI stars because we are survivors. And I'm here every Saturday morning, my hope is to encourage you to live at peace with your brain injury, to live with less resistance, to embrace the laws of the higher potential. On an earlier show, I talked about Robert Collier. I want to give Robert Collier all the credit due for publishing that book in 1932. I think he published some other things during that time and before. He was actually introduced to me via my mother. My mother was my caregiver, as many of you know, and an amazing, I call her the greatest caregiver in the world, because there's so many of you out there, caregivers that are listening. My mother was one of you. She gave up so much to see that I could do something like have this show, to do my life and be as successful as I've been and to beat the odds. I've done it with the laws of the higher potential that were sort of awoken and awakened inside of her that she gave to me. Again, I'm Tyler Stanley. I'm your host for the show. I'm an author, scriptwriter, non-practicing lawyer, and TBI enthusiast. Why an enthusiast? Because I celebrate my having brain injury. It made me who I am. It made you who you are. And I have a very unique personality that's been carved out over time as I have remanufactured and rewired my brain for success. I'm here to show you how you can do that, or I'm here for you. This is open chat now. I had the show in 2010 to 12 or somewhere around there, if I can recall. It ended in 2012 because I really had too many commitments, and I was actually doing a script at that time, and I would write the script. I would put the show on, and this time I want to just leave it open chat. It's just open for you. And I'm just going to talk about things that are meaningful to me that I think will be meaningful to you. I welcome any callers. I will try and recognize you up on the computer. I've had callers, and I did miss them because I was sort of looking at some of my notes at the moment. So please hang on and bear with me. Again, I am a survivor, so I'm here to tell you that I love my brain injury. And how and why I sort of got to that place and why that's good for you. And it's been good for me. So I did say that this is open chat. This is the new 2016 show. A few things I want to introduce. First of all, I want to name my mom to celebrate her. Every show, every day, every second, every hour of my life is dedicated and a tribute to my mother, Dorita Drake Stanley, who passed away in 2010 of a stroke. I miss her, I'm not over it, and I don't like people to tell me to get over it because I'm not over it, and I never will be, maybe. Or hopefully this show will help me heal, and this tribute will help me be at peace with that loss, like other losses that we experience when we have brain damage. And so my older website, tylerstanley.net, you can go there and look at all the book signings I've done. Author of Counting the Days, Recovery to the Romance Side of the Brain. That is my journey. That's my published journey of my recovery through romantic poetry. I have a belief that we have a romantic gene in our brain, and that is something that I hope science will start investigating. I think at the Royal Hospital in England, I think that they are looking at the fact that we just might have a romantic gene. And you heard it here, and I was first to start talking about that from my experience of my recovery through poetry. And at the time, it was read to me for many, many years. I didn't read for a long time. So I'm going to leave my story to your call-ins and your engagement and your share your story. So I'm going to go on to a couple of things. I do want to introduce to you a couple of other, I guess people call them housekeeping things. The new website, I'm launching a business with a great pal of mine that I've known for many, many, many years. And she and I are launching a company around Totally Traumatic Brain. Our website, the new website, it'll be shifting kind of more away from my website, tylerstanley.net. It's totallytraumatic.com. Email me at off the show. Email me, Tyler, at Totally Traumatic Brain. Also, we have a phone number. Now, I think this is right. I haven't called it yet. I apologize for not checking it beforehand. Email me if you try this number and it doesn't work. It should come up with my greeting. It is 1-844-342-7246. Okay. So today I want to talk about, like, you know, without anybody calling in, I'm going to kind of be my own voice here and, like I said, hopefully hit on some targets that you want to talk about or think about wherever you are. You're outside listening to your iPhone, you're in your room, you're in a hospital, whatever your setting is, let's talk about the missiles of desire. And what's funny about this is I already wrote these notes about today's show. And then I thought, I'll Google and see what's out there that's very current in science, because I love science. One of the things I used to do as a newsroom on my show back way when in 2012. So I'm going to bring back newsroom a little bit today. And missiles of desire, there is a new study, a very successful study, actually as of March 7th, 2016. So March 7th was Monday. And this comes out of the University of Rochester Medical Center. And I'm going to read that later. But what this is it's a new study in the Journal of Nature Communication showing that cells normally associated with protecting the brain from infection and injury also play an important role in rewiring connections between nerve cells. Okay, so we got that, and we'll talk about that more. But from my notes, which was no coincidence, missiles of desire. Missiles of desire. Why? Well, I have this idea, and all again, this is all stuff that's worked for me. I have missiles for desire, and I build those missiles of desire by rounding up my cells, every cell in my body. There are trillions of cells in your body, and it's like having a trillion soldiers working just for you. And you round those up, and it's desire that rounds those up. How many times have you out there, you wanted maybe you want a new iPhone, maybe you want a new computer, some of you want a car. If you round up the cells for that desire, you focus your cells on that desire, you will get it. You will get it. That's all there is to it. I know it as much as I'm sitting here in front of you all, I know this to be true. I've used it. We're going to get to how I practice that, because they are principles. These are principles to utilize every single day, every single minute. So for me, my missiles of desire, sending that up, is all about sort of rounding up my cells in my body, those trillion soldiers. And I like to call it kind of the cavalry, because I am a real Western buff. And when I watched TV a time ago. I watched TV, and I watched Westerns. I watched my favorite, Bonanza. I forgot the other one with the famous actress. I have memory issues too, so forgive me. We're all going to do our best here. But I like Westerns, and I like the fact that, you know, you shoot guns. I actually am pretty good at shooting. When I was in the district attorney's office in Alameda County, we'd go out to the nearby gun range on our lunch, and we'd practice shooting. And I'm not a person who does not believe in possessing a gun. I am one of those people that am against the wrong people having the guns and the damages that guns are doing now in our news But we could go on about all the news and what's happening in the news all day long, and we really just only have our half hour together. So mind discipline is the other principle, the other aspect of creating missiles of desire. First of all, missiles of desire, you have to have something that you desire, right? It's going to be a relationship. It's going to be a computer. It's going to be an iPhone. It's going to be something that you want. And in order to, once you have the missiles of desire and you kind of point your missiles towards your target, that's why I like the missiles of desire, because it really is so true. You have to point those missiles of desire toward that desire, and that's going to take mind discipline and self-mind control. You're going to need to rope in that mind. So when that mind starts getting negative and you start going down that path, you have to remind yourself of those missiles of desire. What is it that you want? Control your mind. That's why so many people do yoga. I've never been able to do yoga because I can't sit still long enough. And I bless all the people that do yoga. It's not my thing. I rather write my missiles of desire. I rather put it, as I'll talk soon, I mentioned last week, about the books I build. They build books, and they are missiles of desire. And it helps me every morning when I wake up with my coffee. I read my book, and there's all the things I want to send up missiles of desire for. I need a new computer. This one's old. I love Apple, and my Apple has just gotten so old, and it's still going strong, but pretty soon I need one. So I've got a computer on my list, a laptop on my list. That's also going out. So those are kind of things. But in the beginning of the book and at the end of the book, I have a prayer. So go further into that. But struggle is the anti-potential. So we're talking about the laws of higher potential. The way to spoil that and to kill your missiles, put the light out on your missiles, the fire is dead on the missiles, is struggle. If you allow yourself to be pulled by struggle, and struggle is nasty. Struggle is going to want to confuse you. It's going to knock you down. It's going to put obstacles in your way. It's going to do everything it can to destroy your dreams and your desires. So you have to understand struggle for what it is. It's like understanding fear. Fear comes up in us. Fear is an ugly thing. Struggle is an ugly thing. You can utilize fear, and you can utilize struggle in a positive way. Utilize fear if you've got a mountain lion coming at you, and you're walking through the woods and hiking and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and all of a sudden you come up on a mountain lion. Fear is going to help you make that very quick decision how to get out of the way and how to save yourself. Struggle is a little harder to appreciate. Struggle is contrast. If you don't have struggle, you don't know you're off the path, and struggle can show you how to get back on the path, because if you are moving away from struggle, that's your answer. That's your path, and you keep going on that. Struggle is like having things jump out at you on the path, your dream. Say you figure that out, you know what you want, then you're on that path, and sometimes days it goes well, sometimes months it goes well, sometimes years it goes well, but then there's always going to be that struggle that jumps out and tries to knock you off the path, and you have to be prepared to fight back, to get under control with your discipline and your mind control, and you have to rule struggle. Do not let fear and struggle rule you. It's a tendency for all humans. I think, again, we're here for traumatic brain injury. It is in particular our disease. Struggle is something that we do. We struggle from the very beginning, coming out of a coma. I struggled to walk. I struggled to talk. I struggled to know how to write my name. I struggled to stand up after being knocked down and humiliated by others, abandoned by part of my family, my brothers, my father, abandoned my mother and I. So struggle is all around us. I don't know what your struggle is, but certainly struggle is part of life, and it's not something to hate. It's something to learn to control. And also, as we rewire ourselves, we remanufacture, sometimes I say reframe ourselves, we're growing up again a second time, we want to build character. I really want to stress that character before career. character before school, character before marriage, in what we want to do, take advantage of that recovery time that we have to make ourselves the best person we possibly can be. We want to be a good person. We want to be in service of others as much as we can as we grow, as we develop. Besides my career in social services and law and all the things I do, I'm constantly in service of others, and I'm in service to survivors of brain injury. I'm a volunteer. I'm a mediator between lawyers and individuals who have legal issues. I can talk law talk, so I can talk to the lawyer, and I can talk brain damage talk and talk to the survivor, and I can bring the two together. I do that. I offer resources. I'm like a walking guide to all 50 states, United States, and resources, whether you live in Kansas or whether you live in my hometown. I can provide resources. I have many, many years in doing that professionally. So you want to be in service, please, to others. I want to see a world and a planet more giving back. There was an old Rock Hudson movie a very long time ago, I don't know, maybe 50s or something, or early 60s. And it started this, you know, giving forward. Giving forward, giving back, however you want to phrase it, it will make make us all a better person. And if we can just start with ourselves, we can build, and maybe that can be infectious for the rest of the planet to start caring about each other instead of each other as a single group. That's nothing but destruction. And we want to care for all people. I don't believe that discrimination should be against anyone, not just select groups or privileged. I believe that we all need to get over ourselves and care for each other. So being the best person we can possibly be. So while you're in recovery, build character, because you're going to need character. Character is what's going to get you by. Character is what's going to take you over the top. Character is going to take you over that mountain, that hill that is so high and so hard to climb, that hill that you walk up, you slide up, you crawl up, and you fall back down. Character will build your strength, like muscles, runners build muscles, cyclists build muscles to win and do what they need to do. I used to be a college level. I played rugby for UCSB. I was always track and field for growing up until my accident. So I guess I have to say growing up until I hit 17, because my accident was age 17. And, of course, you all know that changed and changes lives. So building character. And you want to also love your caregiver. You're loving your brain. You're building character. You're learning how to deal with struggle. You're learning how to set missiles of desire and set your targets. And you want to love your caregiver. Know what they sacrificed for you. And I keep bringing back my mother, because she sacrificed so much for me. She just gave her life to my life. And I owe her every possible thing, every value she taught me, all the ethics. I owe everything to her, how I live my life and my service to others. So sometimes a caregiver is giving up marriage, relationship, their retirement savings, their own career, a job of their choice, how they live their life, and friendships, having less friendships, more stress. And so if you're living with less resistance, and if you're building on your rockets of desire, your missiles of desire, and you're building your character, you're working alongside your caregiver. Now, not all caregivers are perfect, and not all of them are great, but the majority are. And matter of fact, all caregivers are great. Let's put it another way. Sometimes a caregiver doesn't get you. That's what I want to say. Caregiver may not get you. I was in the district attorney's office for a while in Santa Cruz, and I did some volunteer work there. And I noticed that there was a gal in a TBI group that I went to that was dressed in all pink and low cut clothing. Clothing was really kind of, I thought, kind of ugly and you know, a little inappropriate, kind of making her almost like a target for predators. And I was uncomfortable with that. But this is really why I was uncomfortable. And I realized that caregivers sometimes can put on a survivor their own values and their own dress code, their own way of living, what they think that gender should be. Well, we want to recognize if a survivor is LGBT, lesbian, gay, or otherwise, we want to respect survivors in who they are. Just because we have a brain injury doesn't mean that we lose ourselves, that we lose all this as part of our independence and building our life and remanufacturing ourselves. So you really want to get your survivor caregivers, you want to really understand. Now, this gal was obvious to me a very much, I don't know if you understand the term butch, but she was a lesbian butch, a strong, very capable, even with her disability issues, very, very, very strong gal. And so when I noticed the clothing and stuff, I actually had a chat with her. And she wasn't so vocal, but we did manage to communicate. And it turned out that she was a butch, and she didn't like the clothes that her mom and dad made her wear. She was very uncomfortable because it wasn't her. So I just engaged with her about maybe ideas on how to communicate to her parents like she did me, in order to get them. I don't know what happened with that. I didn't stay with the group very long. I was busy with my growing my life and my character and doing my job, and the group wasn't right for me. That's another thing, you want to pick a group that's right for you. I've not really found a whole lot of TBI groups that have been right for me. Because of that reason there, they kind of are speaking in terms of everyone being cookie cutter, everybody being straight, everybody, you know, women here, men here, the guys and women have different value and roles and all this stuff. And I just was uncomfortable because I have grown through my TBI to be a very capable female. I've outrun all the guys. I've outdone all the guys, fixed the motorcycles, you know, repaired the car. I mean, I have just, when I sort of came out of the bulk of my disability, the more limiting part of my disability, I just, every second was a second to love life and grab life. And I did everything. I did everything within a very short period. I have done so many things, it would blow your mind. I've been a volunteer firefighter. I've been part in the DA's office and police department with San Francisco. I've done so much with my life because what I learned from my TBI is life is short, so you don't want to waste it. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. You are a terrible thing to waste. Okay, so we're talking about less resistance. So we're talking about caregivers and supportive caregivers. We want to talk about the fact that there's 90 million, I think there's actually a little over 90 million caregivers in the United States. And does that include advocates? Well, yes and no. No, as far as the technical goes, but yes, because a caregiver is what? An advocate. And you need your advocate. So, again, we want to do a little bit of news. Since I talked about cells, we're running out of time. So this article, Brains Gardeners, Immune Cells Prune Connections Between Neurons. Just real quickly to say that our neurons are nerve cells, and they carry messages. There's 100 billion neurons in our bodies. Neurons, remember, are the nerve cells, and this article is talking about a new study in the journal shows that cells normally associated with protecting the brain from infection and injury also play an important role in rewiring the connections between nerve cells. While this discovery sheds new light on the mechanics of neuroplasticity, it could also help explain diseases like autism spectrum disorder, schizophrenia, and dementia, which may arise when this process breaks down and connections between brain cells are not formed or removed correctly. Remember, gather up yourselves, point your missiles of desire on your direction. Call, email me. Again, this is totally traumatic brain, and we want to have open chat here and talk about all the things that you would like to talk about. Again, you can get my book from Amazon. Pretty soon it'll be on totallytraumatic.com. It's on my website, tylerstanley.net, and all of the book signings I've done, and I'm so grateful and blessed to have so many people invite me to their bookstores to do signings. I'm putting it out that next I want to do book passages in Marin. I pray to do Mendocino in particular. That means a lot to me. The book cover actually is Mendocino, and that means a tremendous amount to me. I will read a little bit of my poetry on the air very soon, and also I wanted to read a poem. I will next week, a poem from The Laws of the Higher Potential from Robert Collier. And just to say a few lines here, there's nothing to fear. You are as good as the best, as strong as the mightiest too. You can win in every battle or test, for there's no one just like you. So from there, I'm going to finish that for next week, okay? And I wish you the happiest day, and keep plugging along. It's possible. Everything's possible. If you can dream it, it can happen. If you can form a thought, a positive thought, it can happen. You understand that you have a trillion soldiers within you. And those soldiers, if you point them at your target, all right, get your missile ready, get it loaded, and get it ready to fire at your targets. We will build the book here on the show. I'll share my book, and maybe that will be, it's more than just a creative board with a lot of, you know, sunny beaches on it that people put on their wish board. And I have one of those. I mean, I love the tropics, so that's on there. But this book that I'm talking about is a little bit different. It's the I Am book. So we will build an I Am book. Maybe next week we'll do that. I can finish a little bit of the Brains Gardeners article for you as well. Please email me and give me your questions. I can put stuff on the air that you're interested in. I can make this a very fun time for us. And you have my website, you have my email, and you have my phone number, which I think might work, 1-844-342-7246. Email again is tyler@totallytraumaticbrain. I think that's it, totallytraumaticbrain. I don't think there's a dot after it or anything. Yes, oh my God, totally, wait. Yes, there's a .com. Oh boy. tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. I think I screwed that up last week. Well, keep in mind, I am just learning here as well. This is open chat, so I'm very vulnerable. I'm giving you the truth of my life, which I may never get a job again. I may people are really going to know who I am now, and maybe that's not going to be, maybe I won't be liked anymore. Who knows? But I'm willing to take that risk for you and to bring this show to you. So what we will do is we will start wrapping up, and give me a call, something, and let me know what you'd like the show to be, because it is your show. See you next week.